Do you remember when Simon Fraser University was built?
I do.
That must have made quite a change on Curtis Street.
Well, it did. That was going to be the access street.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbors below us, they were a Russian couple, no children, no family here. And they decided they wanted to go back to Russia to die. So they tried to sell their house. And this was in the early 80s. And they had a friend who was also a Russian, and he worked at the logging camp. And any time he had off, he came and he lived with them. So they were trying to sell this house, and I cannot remember a sale sign, for sale sign on that house. But people knew that this house was for sale, and a lot of people came and were interested. But they didn't want to pay cash for it. They wanted it on time. And these people couldn't afford to do that because they were moving out of the country. So they were refused. So when they couldn't sell it and time was getting short, this Russian fellow who was from the logging camp, he bought that from them. Well, the next week, it was announced that Simon Fraser was going up there. Everybody in the world was there to buy this house and had cash.
Oh, this was way back in 63 or 64.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So everybody had cash. Well, they said, sorry, it's gone. Well, but all those people that didn't have the cash, they came back to buy that house, and they all had cash.
Oh. Now, why would they want to buy that house, knowing that SFU was going up?
Well, prices rise when you have a university there.
Oh.
You know, and you can build. There's a development going on. And that was going to be the access road. So there were a few houses that had been built there. But this fellow, he was still working in the logging camp. And so he rented this out to students.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was a mistake because they just absolutely ruined this house. They didn't care.
Uh-huh.
And one night I remember they had a party there. And all of a sudden I looked out the window and I saw these flashing lights and I thought, what on earth is this? And there was a paddy wagon there. And one of the fellows was carrying out case after case after case of beer, putting in this paddy wagon. And there were a couple of kids that ran out of the yard and stood on the edge of our property under one of our trees and was watching what was going on. Well, he wasn't arrested, but all the others in the house were. They took them all away in the paddy wagon.
Oh, my.
Well, they had cut a hole in the wall between the kitchen and the living room. They had just absolutely devastated that house.
That must have given you kind of a bad feeling about what was going on up at SFU, did it? Or
no.
No?
No,
okay.
I was far enough away, and this was just, you know, young people. But the one thing that happened was when that road was being built, and they were going to have this, they graded that road.
Oh, Curtis Street?
Curtis Street. You know, from down below us all the way up the hill. They had to have it in shape because they were having all these government people come up there to open, turn sod or whatever it was they were going to do. And so they graded it, they watered it. You couldn't get a speck of dust out of it. But before that, they didn't really care. So anyway, when these cars went up, we knew what day it was, and we watched.
Was the road already built?
There was a road up there, and they built it the rest of the way up, as I remember.
Okay.
Because they had to put in the roads up there to get, you know, Centennial and so on. But they graded this. They didn't pave it at that point, but they graded it.
Okay.
And then they watered it so that there was no dust. But these cars came up the hill, these beautiful black, huge cars. And then they had they were government cars because they had the little stand for little flags in the front. And they went up there. I'll never forget that because it was quite impressive to see all these great big black cars.
This was to do the sod turning.
I think that's probably what it was. I don't think it was opening. No, it wasn't opening the university because they had the street paved by then.
Right.
And then when the thing did open, of course, the students couldn't afford to pay the parking. And so they would park on our street, and they parked on both sides. And so,
and then would they walk up?
They would walk up, or they would thumb their way up from somebody else who had a parking spot up there.
Okay.
Then we had quite a time, because at the same time, the Burnwood and this tank farm thing were going on, and this... these people who were from Coquitlam and on the other side of the mountain, Port Moody and so on, they found out about this being a direct route into Vancouver because Curtis was then through.
Oh.
And so it was a direct route to Boundary Road.
Uh-huh.
So we had them coming through too.
So traffic is definitely increasing.
It was at a maximum, I would say. There was a little lady across the street from us, and she used to visit my mom all the time. And she used to be able to go across that street, no problem, any time of day or night. Well, she couldn't get across the street.
Hmm.
Because in the mornings, everybody was going to work, and the students were coming. And the students were coming all day. And then in the evening, everybody was going home. She phoned the police one time. Because she said, you need to come. It was like a raceway, actually, from the people going to work in the morning and at night. And they were speeding down the hill. And she couldn't make it. You know, she saw somebody at Burnwood. She couldn't make it across the street before they were there. It was awful. It really was. And, of course, people were going up the other way. So she phoned the police and she told them, you know, they better get some car out there and ticket some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, I didn't ever see a police car out there sitting, so I don't think there was room for a police car to sit anyway because the students had lined the street.
Yes. Did the city try to improve the situation at all? In what ways?
Well, there was a light installed at Duthie and Curtis, but, you know, I'm not sure when that light was installed, whether it was installed before all this or not. But there was a light installed there, but, you know, that didn't help. They still speed down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be really, really careful when you're going. Like when I put my garbage can out, if I see a car up the hill, I wait until it goes before I go out.
Yes.
Because you can't trust it, you know.
So people living on Curtis Street, would they have been quite pleased when the parkway was put in? And
oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Because that took the students' cars away. Like, my husband, when he came home, he worked, didn't work, but I guess it was work. He had a lady's woodworking class that Ruby Johnson started up at Confederation. I don't know if you know Ruby. She's very active in the Historical Society. And Ruby has lived on Capitol Hill for a long, long time. Well, she's very active in this. And they had a woodworking class up there. And she managed to get all the material from, was it the dogwood something, where you got government money for seniors, and that you could start these different programs. So she got this going for the seniors at Confed. Well, when this other fellow decided to retire, I don't know how she found Bill. I think probably it was through the square dancing. And Bill was up there a few times, you know, because he was helping out with the woodworking. So this fellow decided to quit, and so they asked Bill if he would do it. So he volunteered there for quite a few years. Well, when he used to go, it was supposed to be once a week from 1 to 4, and then it got to be 2 days a week, and then it got to be from 9 to whatever. And, of course, when he went out in the morning, that was fine because the car was, or the truck was parked so that it faced the road. But when he came home, he had to back in. Well, with the cars on both sides of the driveway and going, speeding up and down, I had to watch for him. He'd let me know when he was coming.
Oh,
and I would watch for him, and I would go out and stop the traffic so that he could back into that driveway.
Oh, my.
That was a lot of fun, I can tell you. You know, so the people there, they had their fill. So when Parkway was opened, Hastings Parkway, or whatever it's called, that was a real relief. But we still have the speeding, you know, not as much, certainly, but we still have it.
Yeah.
But I don't think, I was thinking the other day, is there a, I don't think there's a sign to say what the speed limit is.
Oh.
There. But now, of course, there are houses all the way up the hill, and then there's a trail up to the Centennial Way.
Uh-huh. Great.
Or steps up to there.
I was wondering if Simon Fraser University has played a part in your life at all. Do you go up and use any of their services?
No, I haven't. No,
so
I haven't.
Do you think that, in what ways has Simon Fraser University been a benefit to Burnaby?
Well, I think a lot of students, you know, it's been much, much easier for students to get in there, and not only for Burnaby, but for people, you know, in Langley and all the outlying areas. I think it's
a good
been
location.
Just
yeah.
Marvelous for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have buses that go up there.
Mm-hmm.
And the buses, when I take the buses, they are jam-packed at certain times, going
yes.
both ways. So, you know, from the point of view of people using it, it's a marvelous thing. And I know people who work all day and go up there at night for courses that they mm-hmm. want to take, interest courses. And I think it's been a real, besides the parking. But the interesting thing about this parking is when that parkway was put in, they didn't allow parking on Duthie because they used to park on Duthie.
Oh.
And they have signs there, no parking. And I don't know if you're aware or not, but there was a family there, and the woman, she always parked her car on the street in front of her house because she had other cars and I don't know what the other thing was, something else she had there that were in the yard. Well, they ticketed her a number of times because she was parked there. They told her she couldn't park. She couldn't even get a permit to park there. So, you know, they stopped that. And all the way up the parkway, they can't park there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't know whether they park on Curtis or not.
Uh-huh.
But maybe they do because they could still walk up there.
Yeah.
But we don't have as many parking there. We have others that park there, that neighbors park.